Welcome to a new series of episodes from Fireside Mystery Theater. James Reeser here, and I'm thrilled that you decided to take a listen to this first of four episodes from our most recent live show, Missing Persons. It's a little taste of things to come. We call it The Lady of the Highway. It was taped live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, March 26th, 2017.
I ask you, what highway isn't lonesome? Take the one we're on right now. It winds and warps around craggy mountains and uncut forests on one side, a spectacular but unforgiving coastal vista on the other. It happens from time to time along this 70-mile stretch. A car will break down.
Honey, the hazards aren't on.
Oh, right.
Some vacation. We just can't catch a break.
Just gotta sit and wait it out. It's gonna take a while for AAA to get all the way out here.
How long did they say it would take?
3 hours, probably.
Probably?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Ugh. That's a phrase that's really outstayed its welcome in the English language. I can't stand that.
Honey, please, can you stop being a linguist for a minute and not pick apart every little thing I say? It just isn't the best time now, as you can plainly see. At least we have cell phone reception out here. Imagine if we didn't.
Yeah, how did it work out in the past? I mean, if you were stuck out in the road miles and miles from the nearest town, you had to be screwed. It's hard to imagine a time before cell phones were invented.
Hey! Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, honey. Look.
Look at what?
There.
Oh, my. What's wrong with her?
She looks drenched.
It's too cold for swimming.
Well, it hasn't rained all day.
She looks a little crazy, honey.
Are you kidding? She looks like she needs our help.
What are you doing?
It's okay. Stay put.
Don't leave me here.
He rushes after her. A young girl of about 20 is clothed inappropriately for this weather and visibly shivering as she walks past their car. Is she trembling from the cold or from fear? Probably both, actually. We can see from her hair and the way her stained white cotton dress clings to her thin frame, she is soaked to the skin.
Hey, miss, wait!
He sees her face for only a moment before she slips back into the woods, but it's long enough to burn an indelible photographic impression in his memory as he's caught, staring straight into her large, frightened brown eyes. He will remember this face for as long as he breathes. He follows her into the forest.
Miss, slow down. I want to help.
She has stopped running, but now she is nothing but a speck about 100 yards ahead of him, her white dress the only thing helping him to spot her among the thicket and the brush. And she seems to be pointing to the ground. As if in a mesmeric trance, he walks towards her. Though as he nears, he realizes that all he can see is the white of her dress. No longer is it torn, no longer is it stained. All he can see is a blurring and blinding whiteness until he looks down and...
Oh my God!
I'm so sorry, sir. This is so embarrassing.
It's all right. Let's just give him a few more minutes.
My husband said 3 hours, but you got here in half that.
Yeah. Well, we always find it's good to practice to overestimate the wait times.
Well, thank you for being so patient. If I were you, I'd be livid. I'm sure you have a lot of other cars you need to tow.
Well, life moves slower in these parts. We're bred to be patient. I'll tell you what. If he doesn't show in 5 minutes, I'll take a look for him myself.
You will? Thank you so much.
I'd be happy to. Ma'am?
Yes?
The girl you said he followed. She was wearing a white dress, wasn't she?
Yes. You know about her?
She was all wet. Looked like she just got out of a swimming pool, didn't she?
Look! He's back! Oh, honey! Honey, where were you? What's wrong?
It's all right, son. Where did she take you?
You know.
Just tell me where.
There's a body. She took me to a body of a young girl, and then she disappeared.
A body? Are you serious?
It was horrible. The poor girl, she was tied up and her throat was...
Oh my God, we need to call the police.
Okay. Let's just settle down now. Let's get this all sorted out before we call the sheriff. You know, for a very, very long time, this stretch of highway has been known as the Murderer's Mile.
The Murderer's Mile?
Yeah. The forest along these parts of the highway is where killers of all sorts, criminals, psychopaths, desperate people who want other people to go missing and stay missing, they bring them out here. Joe Ferdy, the dispatcher down at the call center, he knew I wouldn't want to come down this way after what happened to me and all, but there's nobody else, and, well, we couldn't just let you fine folks stand around out here. It's my job, after all. It is what it is.
Who was that girl?
Now, let me just open my wallet here. Ah, here it is. This was her, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. That looks just like the girl we saw.
That was my daughter, Maria. We named her after Natalie Wood in that movie, West Side Story. Even looked a little like her, I always thought.
Your daughter?
Don't you think we should try to find your daughter then? How can you be so calm about it?
Ma'am, my Maria went missing over 30 years ago. Now that gal you saw didn't look anything like a middle-aged woman, did she? You know, I can't tell you how many stories I've heard about folks like you who've been out here and have seen her along this highway. Always reaching out to help the other missing people that couldn't be helped, that couldn't be found. Until Maria showed them. She always loved helping others. You know? More so than helping herself. Maybe if she was a little more selfish, she could tell us. She could tell us where her own body is.
What happens to all the people in this world who, all at once, without either provocation or explanation, disappear from our lives? Where do they go? And can they ever be found again? Are they in desperate need of rescue? Or did they simply decide to remove themselves? Have some of these missing persons gone someplace, been taken someplace, where the only things left behind are unanswered questions? Well, sometimes you'll discover it's the questions that turn out to be much more interesting than the answers. This is Fireside Mystery Theater.
That wraps up this week's episode. The man was played by Bill Heidrich. The woman was played by Mary Murphy. Eric David Gisleson played the tow truck driver, and it was narrated by Ali Silva. This episode was written by Silben Sandovar and directed by Annabelle Rollison. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Ali Silva, and Daniel and Rebecca Graves for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. Hey, if you like what we're doing, take a minute to give us a rating and review on iTunes. When you invest a minute to do that, you're actively helping us to grow. Clue us in to your favorite episodes or characters, or anything you'd like to hear more of in the future. Your feedback really means the world to us. Here's what's up for our fabulous fans, rousing radio theater, and astute audio drama lovers of the New York City area. Come on out to our next live podcast taping at the Slipper Room on Sunday, April 30th. You can help us tune our ear for music. We promise to show you a good time. Get your tickets now at slipperroom.com. Why not show the world how much you love our show by sporting a Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt, hoodie, phone case, mug, notebook, or any of the other super cool items adorned with our logo. There are even onesies for the wee ones. Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and scope out all the goods. Let's share our love with the world. Take a pic with your swag and tag us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle, @firesidemystery. Next week, we continue on our journey into the strange and sordid world of the missing, the lost, and the vanished, and those who work to find them. Our Missing Persons series continues with The Disappearing Kiss. This is James Reeser warning you, lest you go missing, to mind the shadows.